A Perek Kaf Dalet. Hopefully we'll do Kaf Hei. That's Perek 24 and 25 in Tanya. So now we're speaking about the lower spiritual worlds. All right. This is a long one. I'll be right there. Zeh le'umat zeh, and this against this, Asay Elokim, God made. In order to have Bechira in the world, in order to have free choice, you have to have the creation of Ra. Right? We explained before that Ra is, by definition, the negation somewhat of God's world, God's presence, and it's the chius, the life-giving force of Ra in the world, is its Elohim Acherim, right? It's the Achoraim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the back, Kiviyachom. That part, Kiviyachom, when you speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in terms of a person, it's considered the back of a person. It's the Mokum HaDin. The person turns his back, right? He's showing you din. He's showing you anger. And the panim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Like in Birkas Kahanim we have, Yisa Panav Elecha, right? He'll show his face. When you show the panim to someone, you show panecha to someone, his face to someone, it shows panim sochakot. Face of laughter, of joy, that's chesed. Okay? And that's the ikka panim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the ikka tachlis abriya is what? Lehitiv. To create the world for good. So the achoraim, the achor, the world of Ra, is obviously lehepech, the opposite for the tachlis olam. But you can't create the olam, can't create the world without tzimtzumim rabim, without many, many tzimtzumim, without contraction of God's presence, which creates be'etzem dara. And it has to be done in such a way that there's shikul, that there's proper balance in the world. That's what he's saying. Zeh keneged zeh asa Elokim. Yeah? So this is a bria in the world in order to allow bechira. Right? But we want to keep away from it as far as possible. But let's see what happens now. Shasa mitzvot lo ta'ase. These are the 365 mitzvot lo ta'ase. Right? That's what we mean. You have to keep away from it. Doraisa, v'kol isurim derabbanan, and all the isurim derabbanan. Macha shehen neged ritzono. So this is keneged din, like the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban in Chumash explains mitzvot ase is keneged chesed, mitzvot lo ta'ase is keneged din. Yeah? And we have a rule. Ase docha lo ta'ase. Mitzvot ase, at the same time, is docha mitzvot lo ta'ase. Because ava is greater than yira. Right? Ava is chesed, yira is din. Right? Ava is greater than yira. So there is some time that we could, in a certain way, the ase, the chesed, can be metak in the din. Right? There can be an irbuv of chesed and din, and then you have mishkal, you have a proper, that's tiferet. Right? There can be such a thing. We're not talking about that here. Okay. Macha shehen neged ritzono. Since this is neged his rotzon, the lo ta'aseh and the yisur derabon, v'chochmato yitbarach, and his wisdom, v'hofcha mamash, and the complete opposite. That means every time you see a lo ta'aseh in the Torah, or an yisur derabon, you know that's completely against the rotzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, that means you can express something which isn't his rotzen. You have an expression of something which is not his rotzen. So there's a world where that expression gets expressed, and that's the lower worlds. Vehem nifradim, and therefore, because it's against his rotzen, it's hefech miritzono, it's separate mi yichudo, from the oneness of his name, the oneness of himself, because that's his rotzen. Vachduto yitbarach, and his unity. But tachlis hapirud, complete separation, mamash, kamo hasitra achra va'aklipa, like the other side and the klipa, the shell, hanikra vodazora ve'elohim acherim. We explained that beforehand, yeah, and called the vodazora elohim acherim. Which we said is the shorash for that is what? Gasat ruach, arrogance, i.e., ani ye'o, right? I am the Nile, v'ani barati, and I created it. That was paro, right? Machmat hestaponim, and this occurs because of the hestaponim of Shor Rotzon Elyon, of the Rotzon Elyon. That means he's not saying it's a complete negation of his Rotzon, it's a hestaponim of his Rotzon, because the lower worlds are also in creation because of his ultimate Rotzon, which is what? that he creates us in a world that we can get to ultimate hatava, ultimate goodness. And the only way we can get to ultimate goodness is if we have me'ain his goodness, like his goodness, and therefore we have to be baal ha'atav. We have to be a person who has the ability to give. If the ability to give, that means you have the ability not to give or to do ra in the world. Therefore you have to have bechira. So therefore the lower world is not his rotzen, it's a hestoponym of his rotzen, because it needs to be created in order for us to be baal ha'atava, in order for us to get a greater goodness. Right? And schava onish, therefore. So even though this is a world which is a negation of his will, it has to be there in order for us to reach a higher level of hatava, of goodness, and to have a concept of bechira and schar and onish. Right? Clear? The kol shlosha levusha nefesh shemiklipat noga, and all these three levushim, these like levels of the soul, shemiklipat noga. Right? We spoke about this beforehand. The three levels. She be Yisrael, hem, machshava dibu v'maisa, right? So, there's three aspects of lotase. There's the aspect of thinking to do ra, speaking to do ra, and action to do ra. Thinking is also lotase. Lotatu ra chorei levavchem v'chorei neichem, right? Even if you don't do a maisa, but you think to do ra, that's a lotase. And these three levels are in these lotase deraisa derabbanan. The ken mahuta nefesh atzma, the soul itself, hamelubeshet b'levusheya, that has this clothing, kulam yuchadim mamash b'sitra achra chas v'shalom, all of them go down to this lower levels of the sitra achra v'aklipa, zuhanikra v'dezara v'lo'od, ela shemevatlim. Your soul becomes bottle, nullified, and tofel eleha, to these lower worlds, when you do an aveira chas v'shalom. V'gruim b'pechutim mimena. Not only do you go there, but you're worse than it. That's pretty bad. Ma'od. Ki hi eina melubeshet beguf chomri. Those worlds aren't melubeshet in a physical guf. V'yodat et rabono. And knows its creator, the Enomo Redit Bo. Yeah? That knows its creator is not Moredit Bo. Lif'ol pu'ulata, and therefore acts its actions. B'mishlachet malchei ra'im shela. Shelo b'shlichut shel mokom baruchu chas v'shalom. It's not that it doesn't know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lower worlds. Right? And does whatever it does. No. It knows its Rabono, right? And it gets its yinika from its achoraim, from the back, like we were saying. Shinikatam v'chiyutam shebetocham, the drawing of their strength, the inner, from within that, he bebechinat galut shebetocham. It's the shechina in galus that we spoke last week, shebetocham lachshiv atzman elohut, consider themselves as elohut, as other gods, v'arezu kfira v'achduto. It's kfira b'achduto. It's against the unity of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., kivyachol, there's something else also in the world. Not only in the world, also in the world. Aval mikom kam einon kofrim. That's not, these worlds aren't complete hakhasha, and not against b'ashem legamri. V'loma lo hu ela, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ela dekarule elaha de'elai. I.e., it's emanations, kivyachol, of Arizara, they would say, it's emanations of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. There's other gods. They don't say we're the only gods. There's other gods. There's also us. We also have an existence. We also have a presence. We also have something. Da'inu chiyutam v'kiyuman nimshach v'yored alehem mirutzono yidbarach. Because their chiyut comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chen einan over mirutzono yidbarach la'olam. They're not over the rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were created. If anything, they're given. That's the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to create them and to give them chiyus, in order that we will be told. In kem ha'adam ha'over ha'rotzono, but a person who's over ha'rotzono yidbarach, hu garua v'pachot ha'oved, he's even worse than his lower worlds. Me'od, ma'asitra achar v'aklipa ha'nikrat avoy v'zoro, ve'elohim acherim, v'hu tachlis ha'pirud mi'yuchudo v'achduto. That tachlis ha'pirud from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's oneness and its unity to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yotem imenu. worse than these lower worlds. And it's as if he's separating himself at the time Chas v'Shalom does an Avera completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of Gaiva. That's the concept of Gaiva. The concept of Gaiva is Ani. Tachlis of a person is to change the Ani, Aleph Nun Yud, to Ayin. To Keter is Ayin, is represented the Keter. That all he sees is Rotson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he lives according to that Rotson. When a person does an Avera, right, he sees only himself. He's cut off completely. He's worse than those lower worlds. Those lower worlds have kiyum because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here he's menatek, kiviyochol. He separates himself completely from his creator. Then I have my own rotzen, which is different from yours. And it's a negation of his rotzen. So he's even lower than that. That means, if you think about it, a human being can be lower than all the representations of Ra in the world. Through his doing an Avera. He can be in a lower place. Every time a person does an Avera, and that doesn't make sense. So now he's going to explain something. How is it that that can happen? V'lachen amru razal al posuk, ki tishte ishto, when a person, right, a woman, a sota, you know what a sota is? Tishte ishto? A sota is a woman who's married, and she does other things with, you know, she's not a good woman. Ein adam ova avera, right? It's the Gemara says. What did I say? Ki tishtei ishto, right? It's very interesting. We're learning all the averas from the inyane of znus, from the inyane of illicit relationships, right? So it says a person doesn't be ova avera. Why says loshin tishtei? Says he's not over avera. Afilu isha haman efet that she data kala, that her mind is weak. Hayta moshele beruach tavata, she would not have had this type of klal lule ruach shtus. It's only because of a shtus. You're a shote. You know a shote is a lunatic, someone who's not, doesn't have das. Right? Only if you have ruach shtus can you be over avera. Sheba. Because everyone is created with neshama. Everyone, Chas v'Shalom, if it comes to the push, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he would give up his life. Because we have the Shoroshim, remember we spoke about before, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have the Shoroshim of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? That we give our lives up for not doing an Avera. How come we do an Averas? So the pshat is, at that moment, Ruach Shtus takes over us. There's a Ruach Shtus. The Ruach Shtus is, how do you translate it? Ruach Shtus? Like idiosyncrasy takes over, like it's like we're not normal. Not normal thinking. Okay? Shibinafsha Eloki, the Davka Bemunas Hashem, Yuchud of Achtuto, Veloili Pared Chas v'Shalom Achtuto, Afilu Notli Met Nafsho, right? This is explained. Even if he takes a life away, we wouldn't be machni ourselves to Avodah Zarah. So it says, Ki ain, right? So now he's explaining. We see by certain Averas, right? Certain Averas, Shabbos, Mchal Shabbos, right? Someone who's Mchal Shabbos, he's considered like a goy. Someone who does an Avera like this is not considered like a goy. Yet, Shabbos, you don't have to give your life over. If someone says, Mechal Shabbos, Mechai Behem, you don't have to give your life over for Shabbos. Whereas for these Averas, for Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayas, you have to give your life over.
What's the second one?
Gilui Arayas, illicit relations. Right? So how can that be? So how can that be? Because, so he explains here, Vahefresh etzla bein isu niyuv, because this avera of illicit relationships, lishduach shtachavela avera zor, who gamken ruach shtus, it's ruach shtus. The klipa hamelabeshet lenefesh elokit, right? It's not that we're doing it in a complete cognitive form. If you're in a mechal Shabbos, you're kofeb HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to taivas, which the shorash of these taivas are illicit relationships, there's a ruach shtut that happens upon us that makes us do it. So it's not such a kfira. Somehow, Our goof, what does that mean? What is a Rosh Dus? What happens when, what's the difference between a shota with someone, you know, who's a complete idiot and someone who's a normal human being? What's the difference? How do you discern the difference? So there's a few really things in Chazal. You give him money, he throws it away. He goes and he sleeps in Kvarim, right? He doesn't do the things which normal people do, right? Why is that? That makes sense. Chazal, they have a definition of what's a shota, right? There's one other thing I've forgotten now, but he's a shota. What does it tell you about a shota? What's a shota? So you know, you go to people, it's an ivut of reality. It's a, how do you say an ivut of reality? It's a non-correct recognition of reality. That's what it is. A person to do an avera means he's willing to go to Gehinnom. He's willing to get onish. He's willing to lose his chayin olam haba, which is eternity, for a schnitzel. For something very pa'ut, something very not worth much. That means he has his reality, his concept of reality is completely wrong for that moment. That's the Ruach Shtus. If you give a person a lot of money, throws it away, means he doesn't understand what money is. He's a shota, doesn't understand the reality he lives in. What causes us to have that non-understanding of reality? That's our guf. Our chibur to our guf, our connection to our guf, to our body, is that which prevents us from understanding a proper concept of reality. And that brings on our ruach shtus. So it's not, Ruch Hashem, it's not that we're completely a shota. If a king has an idiot, and the shota comes in front of the king, and he does, you know, the king tells him to do something, he does something else. So what happens? Does the king get angry with him? No, he's a shota. What do you want? What do you expect from him? He's a shota. So we're lucky that because of our chibur to our guf, the avera, not as a small avera, the avera isn't a complete negation of Ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because our chibur of our guf makes us into a shota. The taivas that we have that come because of our guf makes us into a shota. Therefore, the avera isn't a complete negation of the Ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you with me? You understand? That's what he's explaining here. So it says, now he says, Ava be'emet lamito, in truth, afilu avera kala, even a small avera, hare ha'ovra over al rotzon ha'elyon. But even still, even a small avera person goes against Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzon. V'ubetachlis ha'pirut, it's a complete separation mi'yichudo v'achduto yitbarach. Yoteh me'ha'klipa v'sitra achra v'chule. V'yoteh mikol ha'dvarim ha'nishbayim imenu. All those things which come from these lower worlds. Shehem behemot ha'tmeim. The behemot ha'tmeim, the animals, the impure animals get their chiyus from these lower worlds. That's why we don't eat them, right? V'ofot t'meim, and the fowl, the t'meim, v'shkotzim v'ramashim, k'mama, like it says, yitush kadmecha, even a yitush is before you, perush. Yitush is a, how do you say yitush? I think it's a mosquito. I'm not sure if it's a mosquito, but it's that sort of an animal, right? Perush. Da'af yitush machnis v'ein emotzi, that takes in and doesn't take out, right? She klipa hayote tachtona. That's something which is lower. Why is it so much lower? Something which takes in and takes out. What does it mean to take out? When we eat something, we have psolet. We have that which is bad that comes out of us, right? And that's tameh. That's, you know, a beitakise is a mokum tuma. It's a mokum, that's what you do. Some people do three times. Or it's a mokum of ruach ra, beitakise, right? The toilet, right? We have psolet. Yeah? A child doesn't have psolet in the beginning, even though it's mafrish psolet, until he eats chita, and if he has das, when it means eating chita, he doesn't have psolet. He doesn't have that which you... Psolet means, something which comes out means that there's a birul, there's a concept of kedusha, and there's a separation, because everything in this world has good and bad. There's only one thing in this world that's completely tov. Ki lekach tov natatechem, is Torah. Everything has, or the rotzen and the baruch, the mitzvahs, everything else in this world has a biru of tov vara. That's why ochel. Why when we eat food, there's psalit. Because it's a biru. We're mevara, that which has kedusha in the food, even davatao, even something which is good. And we mevara that which is good in the food, and we have psalit. But psalit, when you're motzi, it means you have the ability to mevara that which is good. Yeah? If you're in the lower worlds. If you're not motzi, that means all that you're eating is ra in of itself. It's pure ra. That means there's no tov in it, that you need a biru of psalit. If something has complete kedusha, there's no ra, doesn't require also biru. That's in the higher worlds, like man. When Klal Yisrael had man in the wilderness, right? So they had no, they didn't have any yitziyot. They didn't have anything that came out from them, right? Because it was they ate. Man was lo alechem levado yichi al adam ela amotze piv Hashem. It represents the rotzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? His rotzen gives you satiation, right? Man represented that satiation. So, twofold. Something which is in the lower worlds is not motzi, means there's no biru of psolet. It's all psolet. So the yitush, which doesn't motzi, is the lowest. And Gemara says, yeah, that we are less than the yitush when we're doing an avera. No, you have to understand that. So it says, "Hamashpa b'tachlis harichu kodemet le'ish achote." He's higher than an ish achote. It means an ish achote goes lower than the lowest of the lower worlds. Even though we say he has a concept of ruach shtus, he goes lower than the lower worlds. B'shtadlut, b'hishtalshalut, v'yiridat achius mirotzon ha'elyon. Because what is he doing? He's taking the chiyus from the higher worlds and he's putting it even lower. Right? And he explains, because all of these were created with a tafkid. Each of these things, even the yitush, was created with a tafkid, with a purpose, and it's living according to that tafkid. Even though the tafkid is lahatot, or to do things which are around the world, but it's still living with that tafkid, that purpose that Kodesh Baruch Hu created for him. Masha Ein Kein, when a person does an avera, he's not living with that tafkid. Okay. Because we live in a generation of taivas, of desires, right? And since, according to Chazal, that chibur, that connection to aguf, makes us into a shota, right? Most people don't keep Torah mitzvahs or some level of spirituality only because of their desires. And that makes them a shota. And if you're a shota in life, you're a shota in your thinking also. Your thinking is clouded. It's not, there's a definite connection with how you live and how you think. If your thinking is how you say, is tarnished because of your desires, it's tarnished. You're not going to be thinking properly. You're not going to be thinking proper things. You're not going to be thinking truths. It's the tarnishments is always going to be there. You are somewhat a shota. So we live in this generation of shotim. We're all shotim. Generation of people who simple things don't understand. And it's a very simple thing. Right? You know, you don't have to be a big philosopher. Right? You don't have to know string theory and quantum mechanics to work out there's a God. It's very easy. People don't believe in God because they're clever and they understand the world and stuff like that. No. People don't believe in God because they know if they believe in God, they can't do what they want to do. So they don't believe. There's no way. There was, you know, I don't know if there was a generation that people were so disconnected. And I don't know if there was a generation that people had so many tithes available to them. That's the reason. And that's the reason the world becomes a world of technology and information, but a world that's losing depth. A people of losing depth. That's what's missing in the world. And depth you lose when you become a shota. If you're a shota, you lose depth. That's what a shota means. A shota means he sees He sees things incorrectly. He sees his concept of life is wrong. He doesn't see the value of money. He doesn't see the value. He doesn't see, you know, where he sleeps. He's in a funny place, right? His whole concept of life is mu'uvat. Is Hashem mu'uvat is like distorted. If you're living in a world which is distorted, you cannot have, right, concepts, proper concepts of reality, or think straight. You understand what I'm saying? It goes together. Taivas make a person stupid. You know the famous story about Aristotle, right? Famous story of Aristotle. That someone, and this is very, that saw him in the, with, you know, with a woman, well, low life, right? So he asked him, "No, how you're the Aristotle philosopher, how can you?" So he said, "Now I'm not Aristotle. Now he's a behemoth. Now he's an animal." Right? Aristotle, Rambam says about Aristotle, the level that he reached, there's something there that there's no. If you're there, so it's Chochm begoim tamin, Torah begoim al tamin. Now, Torah, what does Torah mean? Torah means the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the inner Rotzen. The outer, that's why Chochmas HaGoyim is called, even the Shvach, even the Emes of Chochmas HaGoyim is called Chochma Chitzonis, the outer Chochma. Because you can never get into it, can never be Pnimiyas HaChochma unless it comes with Kedusha. Kedusha is Chochma Pnimis. So that's why. That Chochma Pnimis can only happen when a person's Metaya himself, when a person's Mekadosh himself. That's why Rashi says, Stam Rashi says it, Rashi Kedoshim to you, be holy. What did he say? Be Tafrish Atzmecha min Arayas, separate yourself from your desires, from Arayas, from illicit relations, from desires. When a person's purish from his desires, then only is he shayach to be a Chochma, a real emistic Chochma. That's why Torah. Torah has a din, has a halacha. Mei misatzma aleh. That you have to separate yourself from Taivas Ha'olam. It's not a chochma. It's not a chochma. If you're learning Torah like a chochma, it's just like chas v'shalom, like mathematics, like physics. That's a Mesirus Yesharim, the first Mesirus Yesharim that he reads. That many people learn pilpulei halachas, and it's kein handasa. It's like mathematics, geometry. Without Kedusha, you don't have Torah. The more Kedusha, the more Torah. Torah is not a function of how clever you are. It's a function of how holy you are. You see many people, there's many stories of very big people who started their lives out being with simpletons. The families thought of not sending them. At that time, you know, not everybody wants to go and learn. Not sent into yeshiva, not paying for them, let them get a trade. And they cried, and they made it, and they became big rebbeim. All of a sudden, oh, there was a mistake, they thought he was simpleton, all of a sudden he became a big chacham. No, Torah is not like anything else. Machkimat peti, a simple person gives chachma. How? Because it's not chachma chitzonis. You can't do well and become a theoretical physicist if you're not clever. But Torah you can. Torah is a matana. Torah is a matana that's given to you based on your Kedusha, based on how you connect to your Creator. The closer you are in connection, the better understanding you have of his Ratzon. Simple as that. And that's why you're a Shota. If you do go after your Taivas, you're a Shota. You lose your Chochma. You lose your Chochma. We read this in Mishnayos, right? Anyone who's Maisim is Merubi Mechochmat to Chochmat Tomit Kayemet. His Chochma Merubi Ma'asav. Ein Chochma Tomit Kayemet. But Ein Kayemet. Doesn't have it. It goes away. It goes away. He doesn't understand properly the Torah. That's what we're saying here. You understand? We're saying it in different words, but that's what he's saying it. But, okay. So we're up to here. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, let's skip this. Could this be, we're only going to do one perek, it looks like. Okay. Ela, shela'acha ma'isa achet, after the ma'isa achet, im hi me'averot she'ein behem koras, if these averot don't have koras, mitzvah b'dei shemayim, she'ein nafsho, elokit, meitze legami, that his nefesh elokit isn't dies legami, v'nichrata, but it's cut off mishorosha. That's what chorus means. If a person chas v'shalom does an aver, he knows, we're talking about b'meizid. If a person does b'shogig, that aver shesh bo chorus, nothing, he doesn't get chorus. He does b'meizid, knowingly, he's nichrat mishorosha b'elokim. The Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam, that when a person does an aver shesh bo chorus, so he dies like an animal, because he only has the nefesh elokit with him. And you see that, this is what we're talking about. When you do averas, your neshama gets separated from you. If your neshama gets separated from you, you're stupid. You lose your chokhmah. Yeah.
So what would be the, is there any additional, I mean, so we talk about like bidui and teshuvah for other kinds of things. What would be the...
For chorus?
Who did it?
Did an isurei chorus? So there's tikkuni chorus, but basically, chorus. First of all, the Rama, it's Gemara. The Rama paskens in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Tshuva, that he paskens there that the person doesn't have very shishbo chorus. So Yom Kippur, bezman beis hamikdash, Yom Kippur would be mikaper a very shishbo chorus. But since we don't have beis hamikdash v'sira mishtalech, so Yom Kippur could only be mekapeh on averes lavim, she'ein bo chorus. Chorus, it's a Gemara. Chorus, we need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and isurim habayim alav, and bad things that happen to him to be mekapeh him on chorus. Now, bad things that can happen to you, the minimum of isurim in the Gemara is you put your hand into your pocket and you pick out the wrong change. That's a get of isurim. That means, depending on the tshuva you did, and we don't know what's, you know, the avera and the harata that a person has, but the earnesty of his tshuva will depend on how much isurim he'll have. He has a bad day, something happened to him, anything. Those are isurim. There's a reason for isurim. We don't understand. We don't understand the way a Kriya Baruch Hu works. He's got a, he hurt his finger. He cut himself a little. That's isurim. Right? Even just changes isurim, that's isurim, right? It happens all the time. It's kapara. It's a kapara. So, but you need that. One, then there's another thing, which is chilul Hashem. If a person's mechalat Hashem, the mita is mekaperet. Then only mita is mekaperet. That you need Yom Kippur, Yisurim Abayim Aleim, and Misa, that's mekaper. What's a chilul Hashem? You do something that's not matim in front of Yisrael, and they say, how could he do that? How could he, look at who he is, and how is he doing such a thing? That's a chilul Hashem. Then only Misa is mekaperet. Now, Misa can be lots of things in Misa. Misa can be an ani, nechshav kameiz, mitzoras, nechshav kameiz. It's mitzoras, that you're left alone, people don't look at you in a certain way. That's mitzara, nechshav kameiz. Another thing is ani, mitzara, I've forgotten the other one. Or not having children is nechshav kameiz, right, by Rachel. Or it can be Misa Mamish, or death itself. That's why we do vidui before we go, we die, for anything that chas v'shalom, that we won't mekaper in our lives. You understand? Or even isurim can be kain misa, the isurim the person gets before death, that could be kain misa also, that is non-functional. Right? Like with Yitzchak, right? He's nechshav kameis. We don't have any taivas. When you get older, ad kadei kach, you're not connected to the world, right? You're like somewhat a vegetable, that's also nechshav kameis. Because you're not mechuba to the world, that can also be a kapar. There's isurim for a person there. You understand? Okay? Who speaks about this here? He speaks about it. Maybe I'll explain a certain thing. Yeah, he says, "Ulfi erech v'chiluki b'chinas ha-pagam." According to the pagam that a person does in his soul, b'nefesh b'shorsha b'elyoni, kach hem chiluki b'chinas ha-miruk. So is the difference of the miruk, like the how you say miruk, the emptying out, so to speak. But it's like pain. Va'onish b'gehinim in gehinim. Or in this world, if we're lucky. Halavai, we get our averas in this world. L'chol avon v'chet, onish miyuchad, there's a special onish. L'marek, to remove, like, how do you use marika? Marika, you normally use it as a vessel. You have a vessel, right? And it has a blia, has something which is absorbed in the vessel. You look, marika v'shtifa, right? Marika is like, if it used it for hot cooking, so kabolo kach polto, right? So you have to cook it in order to remove that which it absorbs through cooking. or if it was through fire, you have to remove it through fire. So that's halachas. We know there's halachas, there's a hilchas, you know, in your day, there's halachas of how you kosher vessels. But the vessel is an interesting thing. In Masechet Kelim, it says, Ashreichem, we've gotten the lashon in Masechet Kelim, Ashreichem, we started in Masechet Kelim with Tuma, and we finished Betaras Kelim. Right? The kli is the goof. So the marika and shtifa that we're using here is referring to the marika and shtifa of a kli, of a vessel. That's our goof. So kabola kachpolto. So every single avera, and that's what it means, mida keneged mida. Every single avera a person does, keneged that same avera, will be an onish that will be similar to the avera he did. You understand? That's the marika and shtifa they're speaking about here. Lavi lichluch v'apagam, and the blemish that he has in his goof. And they're not, all these averas aren't b'shavet, but there, I'll tell you a very interesting thing here. You'll probably bring it down later, but when a person does an avera, we're lucky, Kodesh Baruch Hu does a very, very, very big chesed with us. Before a person does an avera, in order that the pgam on his soul, the blemish on his soul, won't be a great blemish, yes, as before he even thinks to do the avera, his soul leaves him. That part of his soul which is associated with that avera will leave him. In order for that part of his soul not to be blemished. His soul will not be blemished. Right? So, the tikkun, because of that, the tikkun of that avera is much easier. Tshuva is to return that soul, which isn't blemished, the unblemished soul, to return that part of him, which is unblemished, give chius to the avarim of his neshama. Right? That's the tshuva, the machzir, his neshama to him. Right? And that's tshuva. That's, and the pagam that occurs is in nefesh hachote, the nefesh habehemis, the animal soul that a person has. That's why whenever you see in Chumash, it speaks about bringing a chatat, brings about a sin offering. It always uses the word nefesh, nefesh hachote. Always use nefesh because that's the place the pagam is, and that's where we need a chatat to be mashed into pagam. Then we need sometimes to come to an ola for pius afterwards, right? Okay, that's it here. Oh, he says a very, very, very strange mashal here. Yeah, maybe I should read this, because this is what it says when a person does an avera, what happens? B'shas chet haita be'emuna ito yidbarach. Ba'omna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ba'omna with him. He's had, there's a trust relationship here, right? He believes him. Shaita. B'chinas galus mamish toch nefesh habehemis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'galus mamish inside this nefesh habehemis that he has. B'sitra achra hamachtia et aguf, which causes the guf to do the avera, or miridato imo ima, and brings this nefesh lower down b'omkeshol to the lower world, which represents gehinum. That's why when a person does an avera, the feeling of doing an avera, right, so long as you haven't done it a few times, is the feeling of Gehinnom. And the Nefesh HaChayim brings that the Ruach of Gehinnom is Otef him, goes around him. And similar when a person does a mitzvah, the Ruach of Gan Eden is Otef him. He feels good. Yeah? Lemata, Mata, Tachat Tumas HaSitra Achra. That means Gehinnom is lower than the lower of the lower, below the lower, the lowest, the Klipa, below there. That's where Gehinnom is. Right? And that's where a person is when he's doing an Avera. He's in Gehinnom. He's Bechinas Gehinnom. Okay, as V'klipa V'adazor, Hashem Yishmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. V'ein lecha galut gadol mizeh. There's no bigger galut than this. There's no bigger, how you say galus? Exile than this for a person's soul. This is his nefesh. Right. And since the makor of nefashos kol Yisrael, hu michochma ila, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, even the lowest part of our soul comes from chochma ila of Atzilus in the higher worlds, right? That we said. Vu yidbarach v'chochmato echad, he's one with us. So when a person goes and puts himself into the low of the lows, lower than this world, into Gehinnom itself, hu kamashol ha'ochez baroshu shomelech, as if he's holding the head of the king. Umorido lamata, brings it down, v'tomen panav, and puts his face betoch beit hakise, into, I don't want to say it, into like beit hakise, you know, place, beit, you know, toilet. Maletza, full of dirt. She'ein lecha elbon gadol mizeh. There's no bigger, I say, shame than this. I feel also ken the fisha, and even though he does it according to a moment, shaklipa sitra achra from ki tzor kanoda, because the sitra achra, the other side, and the klipa is called ki tzor, sickness and tzor, right? And if you understand a little bit more, that's how, why that's the achoraim, because that's why we have those places of the achoraim where all the dirt, the psodot comes from. And Baal Pa'or, the avoda of Baal Pa'or, the avoda Zohar, have you learned? You learned Baal Pa'or? No, you haven't learned yet. Baal Pa'or was the, this avoda Zohar, they would go in front of it and they would excrete in front of it. They would, that was the avoda for it. Because that's what this represents. And Chas V'Shalom, when a person does an avera, that's what he's doing. It's because he's still connected. And it's much worse than anything else. And the bigger a person is, the higher his connection, the bigger the elbow. So, the more you know, the bigger the elbow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very, very, aver is a very, very big thing. It's a very, very bad thing, you know. And well, by, and if you think about it a bit more, and this is also Ramban, this, the averes, the chas v'shalom that we do, is what gives chius to the lower worlds. That gives them their reality. And that gives all the ra in the world comes from the chius that is given to them through the averes of Klal Yisrael. So anything that happens in the world, right, if we could look, and you can look correctly at the world, anything that's happening to the Jewish people in the world, you see the world is coming against us, they're fighting us, they're hating us, right? The same people who have koach against us, that's the averes we're doing. So if you find a specific nation who has koach against us, and if you understand what that nation represents, you'll know the averes that we're doing that's a problematic, the averes that we're doing. So, it's in the Gemara says, the Tishim Kavin, 9 measures, there's 10 measures of znus, of illicit relationships, came to the world, 9 went to Aravia, 9 went to the Arab nations. They're very parutz barayas. That's why they have special halachas in their nations, they have special halachas in their, that they, how their women are, and I'm not going to explain that now, but and even the Olam Haba is 70 virgins, all those sort of things, right? Understood. Okay, so that's the nation that represents that. And we know from Chazal that because they did a Bris Milah, and they needed to do a Bris Milah, according to Chazal, Bnei Keturah have to do Bris Milah, right? Because the concept of Bris Milah is to be machnia that klipa, that avera. The Rambam explains in Moreh Nevuchim, it's to remove part of the desire, so it's easier for us to be kovish that desire, to us to have dominion over that desire. That's what Bris Milah is. That's why a person has relations with people who listen. It's Moshech his Orla. It's as if the Bris Milah is taken away from him. Anyway, but so now go back. So if we understand that, we have to understand that the Averas in Klal Yisrael are those Averas. So long as those Averas are around, those nations will have dominion over Klal Yisrael, or they have dominion in the world. Because we're giving them that koach. You understand? And it's twofold, the koach. You notice also, there's two places that they're fighting. It's propaganda, it's bedibur, and it's physically. Right? Physically, the attack. That means there's a physical and there's a dibur and there's a speech. Speech is also connected to Yisrael, it's connected to Dvarim Batalim. That means there's two places that we're, and they're connected, those two places. The places is the Yisrael, the Mokom HaBris, that's where we're doing our Averis. And the second place is in our Lashon, where we're doing the Averis, i.e., our Torah. We're not speaking Torah, we're not learning Torah as we should be. We're Zachet HaDibur and the Zachet HaBris. And the Maisa, that's the Shorish for Mitzrayim. That's the Shorish for Golas Mitzrayim as well. That's where you have Shovavim in the time of... that's the Shorish for Golas Mitzrayim. That hasn't yet been fixed because we didn't really fix Golas Mitzrayim. And if you understand a bit more, that Yishmael and Hagar was a ben of Hagar and she was a prince, she was a princess in Mitzrayim, so you'll understand that Shibud Yishmael is the Hemshech of Golas Mitzrayim. And that's the final Golas that we're going through. And that Golas will only be going through once Klal Yisrael come back to the Torah. Once Klal Yisrael Bechinas Yaakov. Otherwise we're all in that Golas. That's the Golas we're in. The last Golas is the Golas of the Torah. The last Golas is the Golas of Mechines HaChochma, Mechines Yaakov. That's the last Golas. So that's why this is the period where the fighting against the Torah is the greatest. And why you have in the Jewish people, you never had such a fight against the Torah that you have nowadays. It's another reason the heir of Rav, because they became Gerim, Shaloka Hogan, they were Gerim Arias, they were Gerim, they weren't proper Gerim, but because they became Gerim, and they weren't proper Gerim, so they get dominion of Klal Yisrael in the later times. That means that even though they're Jews by birth, the neshamas aren't neshamas of Jews. The neshamas are neshamas of Jews. It's not a Jewish neshama. And those are the people who have dominion in Eretz HaKodesh. They're the Apikorosim. They're all these people. And that's the fight in the end of generations. And you see that very clearly. You see that very, very clearly. If you look in how the world's working out, you see that very clearly. And that's why all the Gedolim, and we don't understand that, but all the Gedolim have one, they say, person should be learning. Go learn. Should be learning. Because this is a generation. We're talking about 250 years max, right? And we're talking about a lot of time. Mashiach has to come. There has to be a change. So this is the period of time where we have to have a hagbara, a greater strength in our Torah learning. And since there's so few of the Jewish people learning, so those few who can learn, we want to keep them in learning. So whatever we do in our lives, we have to know, if we want to help the Jewish people, those are the two places where we have to, where is the real nisayon in our generation. Taivas, desires, and if you look at the world, that's the problem with the world. And where's the other problem? Because remember we said, taivas makes a person a shote. So where's the second place? In real knowledge, real understanding of life. Because if you're shote, you're not going to have that real understanding, that's terrible. So those are the two chets, those are the two avers that exist in the world, which is taking the world lehepech, the opposite of Kabbalah Satera, Kabbalah of recognition of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's where the fight is. And since we're coming to the end, towards the end of Yom HaMashiach, these two forces are going to be separated. It's a time of birur, time of separation. So this is the time where there's going to be people who are going to be on that side, and people are going to be on this side. That's what's happening. That's the period of time we're in. That's, if a person looks into see what's happening in the world, you'll see that that's the problems in the world. The problems in the world stem from this. Okay.